Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. You guys, my parents are in town. So, again, pray for me. Just say a little prayer for me. I'm here with Adam Salandra.
Hi, everyone. My parents are not in town, but I'll take your prayers.
Adam, I'm really excited to have you on the show because you were just on the show.
Yes.
You're the new Whitney.
I love that.
Whitney's not here. You're the new Whitney. But we also love Whitney, though, P.S., because she's going to be editing this episode. So I love you, Whitney.
Insert Whitney compliments here.
I love you. But Adam, you're here. The last time you were here, you said you're watching Orange County for the very first time.
Yeah, first season.
Yes. And you said you really like it.
Uh-huh.
And I've gotten a lot of messages, complaints messages, you know, whatever, customer service complaints, that they want us to talk more about Orange County.
Oh, interesting. So does that mean they're not disliking it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think actually a lot of people are reaching out. They're like, talk more about Orange County. And then I'll be like, oh, what do you want to talk? They'll be like, talk about how we hate it. I think I've gotten a few messages from people.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Relatable.
Like, we want to hear more about it. So, yeah, I thought it'd be great to have you because I think it's really kind of dreadful this season,
yeah. But,
which I thought last season too. It's like, maybe I just don't like it. Maybe I need to change my attitude. So I'm going to try to change my attitude, okay. And you like it.
Well, that's not what the people want to hear, clearly. But
I know. Well,
it's only because it's my first time. All these shenanigans that are probably stale to you, very new to me. These are new characters. I'm into it.
Facts.
I mean, it's not like climbing up to anywhere near my tops,
yeah,
franchises, but the gals are keeping me entertained each week.
I also thought it'd be good to talk like strictly about Orange County. We'll touch on Dallas too, but this week, because we've been doing a lot of Roni in New York,
yes,
which is so fantastic, but they're in the middle of their reunion, so I thought maybe next week we'll do like a full
reunion recap.
So we'll save the middle part and then the last episode of the reunion for next week.
Love it. A celebration.
So on the Roni reunion this week, I just want to touch on it. Can you believe that Carol told Andy that he's scared of Bethany? The question is, do you think that Andy is scared of Bethany?
Is it fear, or is it that's one of his producers and he wants to keep her happy in that way? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's rhetorical. What do you think?
You know, I need to see part three.
You're right. Well, too soon to tell.
To be continued. I want to talk about one more thing before we get to Orange County. I want to talk about this picture that was posted on various social media accounts. It was posted on Vicki Gunvalson's account. It was posted on Jill Zarin's account. And it's a picture of Vicki Gunvalson, Cynthia Bailey from Real Housewives of Atlanta, Jill Zarin, formerly of Housewives of New York, and the Lord Voldemort of Bravo, Patty Stanger. She just, you know, Patty Stanger, you think you get rid of her, she just hops on back in. So they posted this picture and the caption was like, you know, stay tuned, working on something. And they were at the NBC Universal building.
Yeah.
And NBC Universal, of course, owns Bravo. I'm scared.
What are you thinking?
Well, like, I don't know. So but this was you a couple weeks ago. Remember you said,
That's what I was going to bring up.
You said that there should be a View-like show.
With the women of Bravo.
With the women of Bravo. But these aren't the panel members I want.
No, well, if they're stealing our idea, they should have consulted. This is far from the panel we were asking for.
Right. This is not the panel that America wants.
Not at all.
But Patty Stanger, she's sort of my arch nemesis. Because I have watched almost everything she's done on Bravo. But I do not like her.
Her attitude?
Well, do you remember towards the end of, like, her Bravo run, she started just saying so many, like, I mean, she always did, but she always said, like, a lot of messy things about gays.
You know, I never, like, I didn't even watch her because I didn't like her. But that tracks.
Yeah, she did, on Watch What Happens Live, she was saying things, and then on her show, even, like, every time she had either a gay millionaire or, like, she was meeting with, like, gay potential suitors or whatever, she'd always be like, so who, are you the top or the bottom? And, like, it was just... It was just annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, imagine going up to a woman and being like, do you do anal?
Do you do anal?
She didn't quite catch up to the times.
Yeah. It's like, I just don't think it's appropriate on national television to be like, do you like butt sex?
Yeah.
Oh. Boring.
Do you do anal?
When she's drunk.
She does it all.
No sh. You guys do anal? You're kidding me.
Yeah. And then, like, anytime somebody would sort of go up against her, she'd be like, well, men are, you know, they either do one or the other, and you can't set them up. And it's just like, oh, Patty. Patty, Patty, Patty. She always would say, like, men let the pecker do the pecker do the picking or something.
Wow. Well, hey, we might get to hear her talk, whatever this new project is.
I can't. She has a show on WeTV, I think. And I'm pretty sure it's, like, the exact same show that was on Bravo, but Bravo was like, no more Patty. And now I'm worried she's going to head her on back to Bravo, and I can't handle that.
I don't need to see that!
I mean, what other things could it even be? With those four, it's going to be hard to get excited.
Have you noticed on Bravo, I don't know, you don't watch Shaz, do you?
No, but I'm familiar.
So on Shaz, they're doing this thing where they're doing like two-person confessionals. So they'll have like MJ and Reza together.
Yes.
And I think they're going to start doing that on Housewives soon.
Really?
Yeah, I can't be for certain, but I heard that they're going to start doing that, and I noticed they're doing it on like Shaz, and I'm not sure if they've done it. I think they've done it somewhere else.
How's the format?
It's like just a normal confessional, but it's two of them.
Yeah. Is that like fun banter, or is it too much?
No, I think it's good. I'd be curious. I think with Housewives, it'll be weird though, because their show is more about like what this person and that person said.
Right.
But maybe it'll spice up the drama a little bit. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll take some spice.
I love Shaz, though, by the way. It's just so good. Last week I cried. MJ's dad died, and they had like a little family thing for all the cast, and it was just so sweet. And I love how they have like a lot of traditions on Shaz, like with food and everything.
Yeah.
It's good.
Family.
It's good. So, Adam, we have to get to The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yes.
So, first of all, what are you thinking so far of the season? Like, I know that you like it, but explain your thoughts.
Well, I think that I'm with you in not loving Tamara. I've heard you say it a few times. I feel that.
I learned this week that her name is actually Tammy.
Her actual name. And yeah, she changed it to Tamara.
They changed it to Tamara because, well, no, I think, wait, maybe her actual name is Tamara, but she goes by Tammy. And then when she started Housewives of Orange County, they already had a Tammy on the show, Tammy Knickerbocker.
Oh.
So production was like, no, you're Tamara now.
I mean, it's what a world when there's too many Tammys.
Only in Orange County.
Yeah, that's a wild problem to run into, I think. But either way, Tammy, not for me. But here's the thing. Here's what made me all in was the Andalese trip.
And we're going to go whoop it up at Andalese.
Which I know they do all the time.
Right.
This is my first one. I liked seeing those three women waste. I was just in Palm Springs. We kept like referencing that trip, trying to get to that level. No one slipped naked on the floor or jumped into the hot tub and broke their knee.
Isn't it amazing to watch older, not that they're old, but like older women getting that drunk?
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I think that if like cameras were on us, I'd be like, well, that's annoying. They're not that young, but younger. Once you get to a certain age, you're like, you either are repulsed by it or, as we are,
entranced by
entranced.
It. On the edge of my
enamored.
That was one of my favorite. That Andalese episode was really good.
Yeah,
like
it
getting
was great.
Them in Andalese was good. My problem is mostly with like the new girls. They don't seem like they fit very well to me.
I can see them not fitting, but I do like them. Well, Gina. Gina, at first, I was thinking, Gina. It felt very forced, that voice, like, oh, this is my voice and accent, but I'm in Orange County, but like, that's my impression of her, but now I feel like it's genuinely her. Whether you like it or not, I think it's genuine, so I'm like, all right, and I'm enjoying her, and I also think that she seems perhaps not crazy, which I don't know if that's a fit.
I'm interested to see more with the husband, because I feel like we haven't gotten a lot of that.
Guess what I just saw today?
What?
He's gorgeous.
What?
News alert! News alert! News alert!
He's hot as can be.
What? I need to look this
up. Guys, go on her.
Everyone take a second.
I'm going to
look it up. What's her
name?
Pull
your car over.
Pull over.
Pull over. Sit down.
Her name is Gina, Orange County.
Gina with a K, I believe it was. It was a long name that I couldn't do.
Hold on. I'm looking it up. Everyone, Whitney, do not cut this out.
Yeah, no, give people the time to look it up. He's only in a few pictures, and worst of all,
not tagged. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, Adam, you're right. Who is this man?
It's Where devastating because he's not on the show. And now we know they get divorced.
Wow. He is very attractive.
Yeah,
wow.
It's
he's
good
got
stuff.
Like muscles. He's in a Nike tank.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. You know what? He sort of looks like a hot version, a hotter hot version. This is going to sound mean. Hot version. Teddy's husband from Beverly Hills.
That's totally.
Mean. He's an attractive man. Teddy's husband.
Totally.
Attractive
but there
man,
is but something monstrous about him. And I don't mean like monstrous, hideous, but like he looks
Shrek-like
like he play-
quality.
Yeah, he could play a monster. Yeah, it's a absolutely a compliment. But
no, yeah, exactly. He's attractive. Like yeah, I don't yeah, mean yeah. that he's not attractive, but this man, Gina's
doesn't have that hotter. Like scary in a dark corner vibe.
You know, that's so funny that you say that because you know who's giving me that monster vibe? Shannon's new trainer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you? So when he first, Shannon hired this new trainer, it was like the first scene of the episode, and we see him come on, and I've never seen him before, and at first, like, when she opened the door, there was, like, a sun glaring behind him, and I was like, oh my god, he's, like, really hot, like, I was totally ready for him to sun my face, and then all of a sudden, like, the door closed, and I was like, wait a minute, I can't tell now. Did you?
I love that it was, like, a horror movie that, like, it opened, and you're like, ooh, oh, I liked him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's so tall that perhaps it can be overwhelming.
Right, right.
But I'm not mad at it.
You know, he had such a great body. I think what sort of weirded me out was he had an unidentifiable age. Mm. Like I could not tell how old he was. Like at some angles he looked like he was 24, other angles 57.
Yeah, like we'd like you to kind of stick to one decade for
it's
us
like
to sort of
very
down.
Confusing yeah to me. I was like what's
but
happening?
Does Tammy have the same kind of trainers at her place because you know she's mad at Shannon for not scooping them up.
Oh my god, yeah, I wanted to talk about this.
Do you have monsters?
Tamara is pissed at Shannon for not using one of her trainers at Cut Fitness.
Yeah,
what do you think? Do you think Shannon should have used one of her trainers or do you think Shannon's just like I'm over it?
Listen, I would think if you're not doing it, it's for a specific reason. I would think that.
I know. Like, Cut Fitness always looks bleak to me. Yeah. There's only, like, four people ever there. And so I wonder if Shannon's just like, no, I want a real trainer. I wonder if they have to be certified at Cut. They must have to be.
I think it's part of the deal in a real gym.
But, like, some gyms can do that thing where they're, like, they're Cut Fitness certified. And
oh,
so it's, like, a different certification. Or not real.
You know what?
One.
We need to look into this. I'd like to maybe take a trip down.
I'm going. Do you want to go out this weekend? I'm going to Orange County for the ropes course.
I was literally just about to ask you. It's this weekend?
It's this Saturday. I don't know. Some of you might be joining us. I'm going with Troy Turner of Taste of Reality.
Holy.
And he did like a contest. So he gave away like 20 free passes. And Whitney and I are doing the ropes course. And you should come. It'll be fun.
Let's take this offline because I need to be there.
Oh my god.
Anyway, while we're there, stop at Cut Fitness. That was my whole point.
I am so excited to do that. We'll stop at Cut Fitness and then figure out like the trainer situation
sure.
there.
Just knock them all out at once.
You know, Tamara also wrote about Shannon in the blog that she was offended about the trainer situation. Which I thought was, you know, she's pissed about it. But I can never tell if Tamara's just like trying to make a fight for cameras because she tries to produce the show.
Yeah. She's like, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't use a trainer from Cut Fitness, but I'm sure going to fight about
I'm
not using one.
Bring it up on camera.
I mean, would Tamara ever order someone else's weight loss food from QVC?
That's what I'd like to know. That was the point she made in her blog. She's like, I'm not buying frozen food from other people. I'm buying it from Shannon.
Is she, though?
I know. I don't think she is.
But she would if she was.
I know. What do you think of Shannon's diet food? Or is it? It's not technically diet food. It's like quote unquote healthier food, right?
Yeah. I mean, I say go get them, girl. But
go get them, girl.
Yeah. I think she needs to be probably at her peak fitness in order for her to say, hey, here's what I'm eating to help me lose weight.
Right.
You can't be struggling with your weight. Not to say that she is or not. I'm not. Is she saying she's happy with it right now?
No, I think what's interesting about Shannon's like weight loss journey or whatever is she looks great. Like
yes.
She doesn't look bad at all.
Right.
But she, as she says on camera, like she's just not comfortable with herself. And I think that's so relatable. It's like,
oh God, yeah.
You know, sometimes you're just not comfortable with your weight, whether, you know, like I am now.
You and me both.
It's like, it doesn't mean you're necessarily obese, but.
Right.
You know,
you're not
when you're
living
not,
for yourself,
right? You're not at your own comfortable weight, and I think I love that about Shannon showing her weight loss journey because one of the things we don't see in these housewives, aside from maybe Shannon, is like we don't see weight struggles. And I feel like that's
ever
more of an issue amongst not just like people that watching, but also women that of that age.
Yes.
I feel like that's a common struggle amongst them.
Especially it is you, right, that wishes that there were that they used bigger women, but then glad they don't because you see that being problematic when fights pop up.
Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting with all of the housewives, they almost never have an overweight housewife.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Again, not that Shannon's overweight,
yeah,
but like a statistically overweight right person or an obese woman. And I think that they should. But then, you know, it starts to become problematic. And I see even just like on the blogs and sort of like the online community, I think it would just be so hard for the woman. And I'm sure it's hard for Shannon because she's like showing her weight struggles. And I see on like comments or even if I post a meme, I posted like a Shannon meme the other day. And I usually always delete the comments that are mean. But, you know, people were saying just horror, like, oh, she's fat. And like just the meanest things. And I think imagine saying that about yourself. And she's sort of opening up. And you might have problems with Shannon for other reasons. But it's like to pick on the weight thing is just
also,
would be so
come
tough.
On, trolls. We can do better. It's just such a baseline insult. Fat, please.
I know. You know what? Somebody once told me that, too bad I live in a one-bedroom apartment. And that was a diss.
That you instantly moved.
I moved.
First of all, we're in a new place.
I did immediately move. That was I like put up a vision board and it was like, new apartment.
Two bedrooms.
Anyway, I like that Shannon works out at home. I would love to work out at home too. She says, if I have the opportunity to, I might as well.
Especially if that guy comes over. I mean, I know you'd be a little scared, but...
Right, right. And then Tamara and Eddie go out with Emily and her husband Shane.
What's Emily squinting about? Like, I just feel like I can't get in those eyes and see what's going on in there.
Well, in Dallas, you know, Brandy is squinting.
Oh, right, of course.
Dan just said it's an Adderall problem.
Yeah, so maybe it is. Maybe it traveled all the way to the OC.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. And this whole scene was a lot about Eddie's health. And at one point, Eddie said he's not taking the medications that all of them that they prescribe him.
That's
that
scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said it makes him lose energy. And that sounds horrible. It literally his whole life is about moving in energy. But I think we probably need to find
a good balance
solution. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it always feels to me like Eddie hates filming.
Really?
Yeah, that's, I mean, not just this season. We've only seen him a couple times this season, but ever since he started the show, it seems like he hates filming. He doesn't seem to want to be on camera. He doesn't seem to want to get in the mix with these people. Even when, like, Tamara's fighting with people, most of the time he's like, well, stop being friends with them. Like, you can't be friends with Vicky. And then Tamara's like, well, you know, I got to make up with her. We're friends.
Yeah.
What she's really saying is I need to keep my job.
Exactly.
But it seems like Eddie just hates it. And so every time I see him on screen, I think that's why I don't like watching Eddie scenes.
Interesting.
And I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, I don't want to see his... Normally, I would love like a health... Not, I don't want them to have a health struggle.
Normally, I'd love a health crisis.
But I love watching, like, you know, because it's relatable, right?
Yes.
But with him, like, I don't want to see this at all. Why? And then I think it's because he doesn't want to be on camera.
Interesting. Interesting.
They talk about this weird fight with Shane where he told his wife Gina, or Shane told Gina, the other girl, to go home or something at the end of the night. And it just sort of seemed like a yawn-worthy fight.
Well, this is what's wild. It was a very, like, taken care of fight instantly by the new girls. And then the other gals were like, no, that's not how we do things. Mm-hmm. We're on a show. And so they just spinned it up out of control until... the word abuse was suddenly thrown in, which it's certainly, that was five fights down the road before that word even popped up.
You're right, Adam. That was masterful.
It was, this is why they're still pros. You might be tired of their shenanigans, but for me, I see it and I respect it.
Yeah, like they spun that shit.
Yeah, truly.
Then we cut to a scene of Kelly and her daughter making brownies. I like this little mother-daughter duo.
Yeah, I do too. But honestly, I felt like... What's the daughter's name?
Unclear.
I felt like they edited daughter to seem sort of ungrateful and like she didn't care, but
right.
I don't think that's who she is.
Right, right.
That was just to have a little juxtaposition so that Kelly had... I'm sure the daughter probably takes Kelly to the soup...
The soup
plantation.
to their all-you-can-eat buffet at the soup plantation.
Shoot. Whoopsie, I have that delightful restaurant on the brain.
I've never been to the soup plantation.
A huge salad bar, six soup options, and then some muffins. And I love the muffins.
Literally, it's like, I'm like a broken record. Every time I go up to the Beverly Connection, I see it. I'm like, I got to go there soon. Like, it's like an old man or something.
And you'd love it if you're an old man, really. I think it's made for you.
You know what it is? I think I'm afraid to go. And I feel this way about fast food chains that I've never tried before.
Sure.
It's like, I don't want to go once because I'll like it too much.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's dangerous. I've never had Jack in the Box. I know. And it's like, people will be like, oh, let's get Jack in the Box. I'm like, I can't. Like, because I know.
Opening Pandora's box.
Right. Like, I'll never be able to go back.
You're so brave.
I'm like a troop.
You really are.
A one man troop. Anyway, yeah, the daughter, I agree with you. I think they're what we're doing, sort of like a weird juxtaposition thing. They kept saying that the daughter wanted a $4 million home, but then it was like, they were just going to look at homes, and the daughter's like, I like this one.
Yeah.
So. But they did also reveal that she went to camp in a private plane.
Sure. So I'm sure there's some things going on there that she feels entitled.
What a life.
What a life. What? And yet, still camp. I don't know. I was always scared of camp.
Yes. Yes. So then we cut to Vicky and Steve. Vicky saying someone commented on a photo, and the person that commented on a photo of her and Steve said it looked like an engagement photo. And this was cringy because it was like Vicky telling Steve, oh, people think this is our engagement photo. And she keeps dropping these overboard hints. And it's so Vicky, so cringy, and fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, making TV. Now, how many times has Vicky been married?
She was with Don. Well, she was with someone before Don. She was married. Then she was married to Don, who I, in retrospect, think was maybe the love of her life, but Vicky was sort of a monster, and it didn't work out.
What happens?
Not, you know, he wasn't perfect. But then there was Brooks, and you don't know anything about the Brooks stuff.
Cancer. I actually do know all about that. Oh my God. Were they married?
No, but they had like a very tumultuous love affair.
She was really into him.
Yeah, and then like every one of the girls was like, well, this girl Megan, she's like a lady detective.
Yeah.
Megan King Edmonds, she found out that Brooks was lying about cancer, and then it set off this like 2-season arc about all the girls telling Vicky that Brooks was lying about cancer, and then Vicky was covering it up.
Yeah.
And then at one point Vicky started yelling at Tamara because Tamara confronted her about Brooks, and then Vicky said,
you're supposed to be my friend! My friend, my soulmate, my sister!
But now, how did it end? With Vicky being exposed that she did know, or is it still like she acts like she didn't?
She still pretends like, oh, I didn't know, you know, he fooled me. But there was like, I think there was proof at one point that like Vicky knew. And that's then she even showed up to a reunion like heavily Xanaxed.
Like, to deal with it?
It was like 2 reunions ago, I think, that Vicky just showed up. She was just not herself. And I remember reading that she took a bunch of Xanax.
I'm all for self-care, but you have a job to do. You need to go in there and bat for 1,000. And if you need a hospital stay after that reunion, so be it. They can't have you drinking Xanax martinis.
I know. I don't like it. The women shouldn't be allowed. There should be some drug testing at the reunion.
Just like steroids at a Olympic game.
The only time it's acceptable is that, like, that time where Ramona fell asleep, which was pretty great.
Oh, absolutely. Ramona can do no wrong, but everyone else.
Oh, she just fucking fell asleep at a reunion. Like, come on. Like, in the middle of her job. Like,
exactly that. Next to her boss.
We've all been there.
Of course.
To the direct right of her boss.
Oh, what a woman.
Oh, they recast it after that season. And then also Vicky mentions that her B-Day is coming up, and Vicky loves B-Days. They've cut back. They do flashbacks of all of her birthdays.
Which I appreciated.
Now, I was really bored at this point, and I wrote in my notes that I miss Megan King Edmonds, and I never thought I'd say that, but at this point I did. But you don't know who that is.
Oh, no, I do. Blonde. I detective. Always like to at least be on the peripheral of all what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I saw you tweeted that, and someone, you just said, I miss Megan, and someone's tweet was like, King Edmonds, question mark? Like, it couldn't be true.
It was a very controversial statement. Yes. Like, I'm not proud of it. And it was just an in-the-moment thing, you know? Sometimes you have those where it's just like, oh, something takes over me. I would just like, for the record, to know that I would never say that about Peggy or Lydia.
Sure.
But
I
Megan,
also heard that they were awful.
The real worst. And I feel like Megan got bunched in with them. And Megan truly didn't have anything going on. But again, she started those like two... She's the catalyst for that 2-season Brooks arc. So I think, you know, we need to put some respect on her name.
I think that's fair.
Sometimes I think a lot of these fallen housewives don't get the respect they deserve.
Sure.
You know, even like someone like Aviva, yes, I wanted her gone. But yes, she gave us that iconic moment where she threw her leg.
She threw her leg.
I mean, for our entertainment. Oh.
Like, nothing more.
The only thing that is artificial or fake about me.
Let's put some respect on her name. Give her a star on the walk of fame.
Also, imagine like you throw your leg and you're still not brought back. That's how powerful New York is.
That's devastating. Yeah, I mean, it did go overboard.
Even Jules. I mean, Jules gave us that scene with Luann where her dad's literally dying and Luann couldn't be bothered.
I can't believe what she just did to me. Jules was part of like an amazing season. Exactly. That whole season, do you remember that was like, please don't let it be about Tom. It's about Tom.
Oh, it was every season we're like the best season in New York. And it's like, how do you even know at this point?
You know what? That's so funny that you say that because I was just thinking like all the last like three or four seasons of New York have run together in my head.
Oh, yeah.
And after each one ends, I'm like, that was the best season ever. And now I'm like, oh, my God. It's been like four straight seasons of the best season ever.
I feel safe with them. I don't worry about them coming back and messing it up.
Right. Even this, I know we're transitioning into New York. We'll get back to Orange County in a minute. But even with this season, I thought, oh, that's so over the top. They have the boat trip and they're all shitting on the floor and the beds and stuff. And I thought, oh, how could anything top it? And now I'm just reading about the dynamics between the women and all the stuff that's going on in the off season with them, you know, with Luann and Bethany. I'm like, oh my God, this next season is going to be the most amazing season ever.
I just want to give them all a hug.
I know. Okay, cut back to Kelly at the soup kitchen.
Yes.
Kelly
Not soup plantation, of course.
she's at the soup kitchen, and she got a lot of hate online. Speaking of online, she got a lot of hate for what she was wearing because she was wearing like a beanie and like...
It was... Homeless chic. I mean, I've heard that. A very Olsen Twins thing to wear.
Do you think it was offensive? I don't think it was.
It was not on purpose. I don't believe that was on purpose.
Right.
If it was, it's insane. I mean, it was just some oopsie.
Yeah, I think it was just kind of like, you know, a little bit of the style.
Yeah.
So then we cut to Tamara and her mom. I never like when they put Tamara's mom on. You know, Tamara's talking about how Shannon doesn't want... Tamara's help. Again, we sort of went over this with diet and her supplements. Tamara also reveals something very shocking, and that is that Shannon didn't know you had to pay for water.
Yes.
Troubling.
That's a lot of life lived to not know that. You know what I mean? Like
how do you not know that?
I just feel utilities? Like, yeah, I life's hard. There's little things that sneak past you. But that's a biggie.
She said that Shannon called her crying, and I wish they had that phone call.
Oh, same. Bethany would have.
Bethany would have.
Bethany would have been like, put a camera on me while I'm calling.
She'd call up that skinny girl.
Yeah.
So then we cut to the golfing trip. I just wrote, who cares? I like really hated this golfing thing. I think golf is so boring to me, and I apologize to any golfers out there, but it's just such a boring sport to watch. Sure. It's like, do I need to watch these women do it? And they don't even know how to golf.
Right, that, which is not spicing things up.
They were doing so many like bits on the golf course and like, oh, haha, we're driving golf carts funny, which they've already done on the show. You haven't seen it, but
that's just a trope of all movies, reality TV.
I hate when a housewife thinks they're so funny for like driving a golf cart fast. Like they don't drive that fast. Like you're not like in Fast and the Furious.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I wish. If somebody put some Nas on the golf cart or something. What's that stuff they say on Fast? Is that what it is? Nas?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
NOS. I think they on Fast and the Furious, I remember there was like, put Nas in the car.
You mean like the rapper?
We are too gay for this conversation. We need a straight.
Not even the muscular men of Fast and Furious got us into the theater, clearly. No,
I did actually see everyone. I've seen every Fast and
Furious. Even worse.
In theaters. But I'm
too... We couldn't understand what was happening.
I'm too distracted by the men and I don't understand.
Okay, so the men wasn't the problem.
It's too complicated of a script for me. Like I watched them and I'm just like, I don't know what's happening.
I understand. I couldn't get to the trailer. It was just
submit. Just like, look at the men.
Just submit. Good for you.
I do love them though. I always leave and I'm like, that was good. The one had Helen Mirren.
So she was a draw.
Helen Mirren appeared in one, and I was like, oh, it's my favorite. She was in like one scene.
Oh, that's a shocker. I didn't know that.
There was also one where not Cameron Diaz, but what's her name? Charlize Theron was in one.
What?
Yeah,
she's shocking.
She played the villain, Adam.
Wow.
Wonder Woman was in one too. She was like a main part.
You know, I just got into Marvel this year. Maybe it's time to switch over to a new franchise, Fast and Furious.
They're really good. They don't make a lot of sense to me, but they're good. But anyway,
that's complicated.
Back to these old ladies golfing.
Right. So,
we always talk about the comeback, and we're doing a comeback pop dive. But do you remember that scene on the comeback when Valerie and Mark went golfing?
Of course, Palm Springs.
That's all I could think about. And I was laughing while I was watching Orange County because I was thinking about Valerie golfing.
So that made it good. You was just like, your mind went to a different place and you enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yes. So here's just some of my notes that I took during the golfing stuff. I wrote, none of them know how to golf. Why are we doing this? New low. Why are they breathalyzing each other? New low. Oh. Feels forced. Shannon and Emily talk or something. Vicky drunk. Why are we doing this? Poor Troy had to watch all these antics. Now, Troy was like the golf pro.
Yeah. Why were they – were they trying to be funny with the breathalyzer test, or were they truly concerned?
I know. Like, they got it for, you know, fucking $40 at Brookstone and thought it was so funny. Like, if we breathalyze each other, it was just troubling.
None of them could drive, so that's
– I don't like when these women do comedy. And Shannon overdoes the comedy in her confessionals sometimes, where it's like she's doing bits and, like, stand-up routines.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't – they're not naturally funny to me. Like, the New York women – I feel like Bethany can get off – she can get off.
Yeah.
She can get away with doing a little stand-up routine.
She does. She does a lot of bits, but it usually works.
Like 80% of Bethany's work, I'd say. 70% agree. Maybe.
72.
So then these women go to the golf restaurant and they argue about this word abuse being thrown around.
Yes.
So Shannon had said that Emily's situation reminded her of her situation with David. And then it got misconstrued into abuse.
You know, as it often does.
And it was okay. It was okay. It was like a little bit of a fight. But again, it felt like they were all just latching on to some fight.
Sure. And then like Emily and Gina had to go have a private talk, which they had really already done scenes earlier.
Real quick, did you catch when Kelly ordered a Reuben?
She couldn't wait for the Reuben.
She ordered a
Reuben. She had had it before.
She was so proud. Yeah. And then all the women were like, oh my God, good job. Like, she's like, I'll have a Reuben. She's like, oh my God, that's a good choice.
You know,
like, they're all like acting like she just like came up with the best idea ever.
They've heard about the Reuben at the 19th hole. And they
oh my God, what a great choice. I don't know.
That's how much drama there is. That you clock the Reuben and we have to discuss it.
I know. That's literally, I was watching. I'm like, what are we going to talk about here? I feel like the new girls aren't wacky enough.
Right.
Like, they seem a little too normal, stable something or something.
With Emily, it just feels like they're, like, again, I can't see the eyes, but dead behind them, I feel that. Now, next week, we saw in a preview, that may not be the case.
You know, it's hard in any franchise to add two women at a time.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's, one of them's going to stick, one's not. I remember in Beverly Hills when they added Dana, Pam, and Brandy. That's, like, technically three women.
Right. I was saying, don't forget, that's Dana / Pam.
But Dana didn't work out.
Yeah.
And Brandy did for a short time. Right. And I don't know, two women at once, it's maybe too much. I wonder, is it too much to add them in, fold them in at one time? I don't know.
It could be complicated, but sometimes you need – how did it work when it was Carol – well, obviously they all stayed.
Carol, Heather, Aviva. Yeah, they stayed, but that was a big shift. And you know what? That was a shocking change for all of us. But for some reason, they stuck at least for a couple seasons. And then they kept adding new people. They added that woman who had started Person of Color nail polish line.
Oh,
do you remember her?
Sure, yeah.
Kristen Takeman.
Yeah.
I feel like she could have given us something more than she did.
Sure. Except her like husband, which was scary.
Right. He was terrifying.
Yeah.
E-boost.
E-boost.
And then they added Jules and Dorinda, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. These two women just aren't doing it for me. I don't know. Again, I don't want to talk shit about them, but they're kind of boring.
Well, yeah. We're going to see Emily definitely boring. We'll see if next week's just she had a moment or if she's turned a corner.
Right. Gina, one of them threatens murder next week.
Right. It's her. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah. And it's to Kelly, who sort of a thing for her. I saw something today where, like every season, someone's saying they're going to fucking kill her.
What an amazing thing. I'm going to kill you. Like, that's pretty dark.
Yeah, going straight to that. Yeah. Be like, by the way, no one said abuse, but I am threatening to murder
you. I'm going to murder you.
Fine.
Vicky, at the whole time at this dinner, at this lunch, she just keeps telling everyone she wants to help them with their 401ks. Like, she's like, why are we talking about this? Let's talk about 401ks. You know, you got to respect that.
You do, but also, ladies, if you didn't start your 401k yet,
get on it.
Get on it.
Get on board. And then Tamara's really nasty to Shannon. I think Tamara's being nasty to Shannon, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's obviously was about it wasn't about what it was about. So it was like Tamara and Shannon were arguing, and Tamara was sticking up for, what was it, Emily? I'm confusing the new girls already.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tamara was sort of saying, you know, Shannon, you shouldn't have done that.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And Shannon's like, why are you going against me right now? And Kelly was even sticking up for Shannon, which I liked. But I thought Tamara was just a little too nasty. But then also Shannon was too dramatic about the whole thing.
Tamara was being so, like, mad about it. But the week before, she was so mad, being like, I can't believe he would kick her out. She was on the other side and she flipped. Right. It seems to me that it's like whatever side it reminds Tamara of herself with her past lovers, mm-hmm. that's the side she's on and gonna shout about it.
Ugh, I hate Tamara. I don't know why we can't get rid of Tamara. Like, she literally, I get the thing about not letting Vicky go because sure. she's the OG. And even though I would like Vicky to leave,
right.
I feel like they're worried about letting her go because then it's like this whole thing sure. is, you know, for naught. But Tamara, I don't understand, like, the why. Season after season, we're keeping her around.
Can I ask you quickly, do you think that Emily's husband did something wrong? Did we see the footage?
No, we didn't see it.
I thought we did, but then they didn't keep not flashing back. So I was like, okay, I guess we didn't see it.
I feel like it wasn't that bad. It was probably like, oh, we have kids. Can you guys leave?
Yeah.
And you know when you have people over and you're just like, okay, time to go.
Yes.
That's, yeah.
If Gina didn't care, which she seemed not to, probably not a big deal.
Yeah, I don't. I really feel like they were all just latching onto it because there was nothing else for them right, to latch onto. Right. It was like, we got to do something here. And then I think there's a weird dynamic where it was like the old girls wanted to stick together uh-huh. because the past few seasons, the argument was like, oh, we hate seeing Shannon and Tamara against Vicky. And so they all had to sort of rally around each other. They couldn't fight with each other. So it's right. like, oh, let's do something with the new girls. But then it was just.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I didn't like this episode. I was bored. But then they show the preview for next week, and I'm like, I'm back on board.
Of course. All it takes is one death threat, and you're in.
I know. I don't know how to quit them, like on Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
It's very Fast and Furious of you. You just can't say no when the new one comes out.
Adam, you need to start watching these.
Clearly.
So I want to touch on, that's Orange County. I want to touch on Dallas. So I'm still loving Dallas. I think this week was fantastic. Thanks. They're giving us everything. We open on that adoption party. Leanne and Brandy sort of make up. They do that famous housewife thing like, oh, we're fine. Let's be able to be fine together, right. which is great. and then we head to a cast trip to Beaver Creek, Colorado. Now, there was a lot of like beaver references. They go to Beaver Creek, Colorado, and these women, the Dallas girls, are particularly like into blue humor.
Yes, Brandy loves.
Brandy loves it. And I felt like they were just doing a lot of beaver jokes, which, you know, I love. But I know that's like one of the complaints about Dallas is like too much. Like the first season was all poop humor.
Yeah, for sure.
And they hop back on board with that.
You know
week.
What? Yeah, I'm here for it.
I love seeing them. They were shopping at that like liquor store, which looked like something we would do in college. Like we went to college together, but yeah. It looked like just a small town liquor store. And just watching these women, Cameron had never been in a liquor store before. And there was just like beaver stuff everywhere. Like everything just said beaver, and there was like inappropriate posters, and
so the town was into it too. The town, like, oh, we know it's funny.
I know. You know, I went to Nashville one time with my friend Jill. You know Jill,
yeah.
And we had so much to drink this one day. It was Jill and her sister Kim, and we went to this bar that was called the Beaver. It was called something Beaver something, and they had all this merch that said like Beaver Patrol. And I bought it all. And I went to the bathroom and I like changed into like my full, where I like had like a full outfit, like I was a police officer, but it just everything said Beaver Patrol, but it was like, you know, in the look of a cop.
Sure. Short shorts, I hope.
Short shorts. And we rented bikes and I was just going around like with a badge and I was like, Beaver Patrol.
It's really you know how to have a good time.
It was fun. I love that. Nashville is the most fun. I love it.
Nashville is fun.
And you can't help but be like a mess there. Like on that city strip.
Best part.
You know. One thing I want to touch on is that Brandy named her son, the new adopted son, she named him Brinkley. And this really upset me. And I thought Brandy's going to have to go because my future dog's name is going to be Brinkley because that's the dog's name in You've Got Mail.
Brinkley!
Somewhere
over the rainbow.
So now it's going to look like you're named your dog after Brandy's son.
Right, right. And I don't want to get too attached to somebody on TV named Brinkley. Like, yeah. I'm already only attached to one dog named Brinkley that I've seen on screen.
Sure.
So I can't get attached to, like, a baby boy named Brinkley.
You know what? As fast as Brinkley came into their lives, we might just stop hearing about him just as quickly. So don't worry.
Get Brandy off the show. Speaking of Brandy, we're still talking about that drama between Brandy and DeAndra, where Brandy or where DeAndra said that Brandy has an Adderall problem.
Mm.
I like this.
I always like a new dynamic of trouble, and that's what they are. So that's good news.
Don't you think DeAndra's being messier this season?
Yeah, I remember. I think I said this last time I was here, but I don't remember who said it. Though in my heart, it might have been Leanne on your show, just saying, like, you haven't seen what DeAndra's actually, not what she can do, but who she actually is when it comes to that. So I think she's probably more comfortable and ready to get a little messier.
Yeah, she seems like extra messy this season, and I'm here for it. It's good.
Here.
I don't want it to go overboard.
No, not forced.
No, not forced, but I'm liking it. You remember when Leanne was on the show, she said she studies the other franchises and... Uh-huh. You know, she watches, and I was thinking about that as I was watching this episode, because Leanne has seemingly taken, like, a step back. Mm. Like, at one point, they were all drinking. Leanne's like, I'm not drinking. She seems, like, a little more subdued. And so I was thinking, oh, my gosh, what's going on with Leanne? Like, she normally is a little nuttier.
Right.
And then I realized, like, no, Leanne's smart. She's playing this game because she went overboard by the end of last season, right?
Sure.
So she knew, this is a power play, I think. She knew she had to step back for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Get in good, really good graces with all the women.
Right.
Right. And then I think she'll step it up again. But that's the power play of these women. It's like, even if you think of some of the greatest women in these Housewives histories, like you think of a Nene or a Bethany or the people that have been around the longest, a Ramona.
Right.
You have to get crazy, super crazy, fight with this person. And then you have to dial it back.
Have to.
And rebuild those relationships.
You know what? I'm here for the roller coaster ride of Leigh unlocking.
I think
I can't wait.
A smart power play.
I hope we're slowly winding up the hill and then boom, it's going to come.
I know. You know what? I think most of this season, she's going to be like pretty chill.
Uh-huh.
I think her and DeAndra get in a fight. They show a little
clip
from next week. And I think following the blogs and stuff, I have seen some stuff about her and DeAndra, and I'm excited for that.
Because that's a real friendship from long ago. Those are always more interesting, I feel, to watch. There's a little depth.
Right. Yeah, and they were in each other's weddings.
Yeah, beautiful.
What else? Oh, DeAndra didn't wear the custom pajamas that Cam made for all of them on the flight to Beaver Creek. And I would have been pissed, too. So Cameron was pissed because DeAndra didn't wear the custom pajamas.
Sure.
And I would have been pissed, too. Like, if I spent money making custom pajamas for someone and told them to wear it, on a special occasion. You know, this happens at Christmas. We always do like family Christmas pajamas.
Yes, I love the photos.
Right. Like, so we always do like a theme every year. And my oldest brother, his wife and his kids, like for maybe 3 or 4 years, we were buying them, like Matt and I were buying them the theme outfits and they wouldn't wear them.
Why?
I don't know.
Not even
I no longer
children?
Speak to that. No.
I never asked because I never spoke to them again.
But it was so frustrating. It was like, we bought this pajamas, like put them on.
And truly, why not? It's pajamas. I mean, it's like a suit. No, it's comfortable.
And they were cute.
That's
they were
a shame.
Cute. So I would be pissed. I get this. I was pissed.
In fact, it really hit home.
Yeah. Okay, so then all the women start drinking and they get really, really wasted. Carrie even gets naked in the hot tub.
I don't need to see that.
Carrie's naked a lot on the show.
Yes. There's one on every city.
Yeah, she loves to get naked and she's got a great body, so whatever. And Leanne, like I said, is not drinking. She said in her confessional, this was really funny. She said, too many shots and naked twats spell T-R-O-U-B-L-E. And honestly, that's like a better line than Shakespeare.
Like, I thought it was Shakespeare.
It was so beautiful. And as she was spelling trouble, I was on the edge of my seat because I'm thinking, you know, sometimes housewives will have like a mix-up. And I was like, is Leanne going to spell trouble wrong?
Absolutely.
She did.
But she nailed it.
She nailed it. Nailed it. It was brilliant and beautiful. So then they all start sort of arguing as they're drunk. And I'm not sure how much this argument's going to stick. But Brandy starts crying and Cam says that she's mad at Brandy for not telling her about the adoption. And it's like none of Cam's business. And I sort of spilled this months ago. I don't know if you remember, like months and months ago on the podcast, I had heard this about Dallas, was that some of the girls get mad about Brandy's secret adoption. So again.
So once again.
I'm the worst.
which only means two-person confessionals are well on the way.
I'm just saying, listen to what I say. But so Stephanie then said, let's not bash her for this. And then, like you mentioned earlier, the Housewives took this and ran with it.
Right.
And Cam just like totally took hold of this, of Stephanie saying this. And she said, no, don't say I'm a Cam said, don't accuse me in my own home of bashing an adopted baby. And it was like, Steph wasn't saying that. Steph was saying something totally different. But it was a beautiful twist.
You know what? We'll take it. We will take it.
It was a beautiful twist. And then next week we get a little Deandra versus Leanne, and we know that gets bad eventually.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm loving Dallas.
I love Dallas, a breath of fresh air. And thank God, though, that it, you know, it's still good, because last season was
right. I was so worried. I don't understand, though. Like, the ratings, I've mentioned this before, the ratings for Dallas are so bad. Mm. Like, they're like under a million viewers. I mean, like,
really?
They're really bad. They're even less than last year. And I'm thinking, like, this, they're not going to sustain themselves.
That's horrible. It's just because people don't know. I mean, you're trying to tell them. You're spreading the good word.
Adam, I'm exhausted.
I'm sure.
I'm exhausted.
You're wearing, like, that billboard around the city.
I'm, like, telling everyone I meet. I'm at the grocery store, and I'm like, are you watching Dallas? And everyone's like, nope.
No, sure not.
Sure not. And I don't understand, because it's so, so good. If you didn't like first season, I get it. That was understandable. First season wasn't great. But what are you doing?
Years ago.
That was years ago. They've turned it around, and they're great now. And they're giving us everything we want from Housewives. They literally went on a private jet to Beaver Creek, Colorado, and they're in a beautiful house. So they're giving us wish-fulfillment fantasy stuff.
And we're right at the beginning of the season.
Right at the beginning of the season. It's like, what more do you want? These women are all so fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm loving Dallas. I hope more people watch it.
Now, if you are listening to this, that means you are a fan of Housewives. If you don't watch Dallas, take a moment and, like, go inward.
Right.
What's happening?
I heard from so many people that were like, I can't believe that you aren't talking about Orange County. And I'm like, nothing's really going on in Orange County, but Dallas is where it's at. So, like, I don't understand the people who are watching Orange County and not watching Dallas.
Listen, I get it. If you started at the beginning with all these women, and you're like, I cannot add another one on to the plate, sometimes it's time to throw one of the plates away.
Icons. If you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area and within our budget. The Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus, iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic.
What else are you watching right now? Do you watch other shows?
Not really.
Yeah.
No, I do watch other shows, but they're all on a hiatus.
Yeah.
You know, that whole...
We're all just waiting for Grey's Anatomy to come
back. Literally
just
Bravo, yeah. Right now it actually is. I'm fine with having all of them.
You know, I'm watching The Challenge now, and I always wish I could talk more about The Challenge, but we don't ever get into it on here. But I love it. We just binged, so I saved up like the whole season of The Challenge, and last weekend we binged the whole thing. And it's so good. It's such a good reality show, and it always delivers.
I haven't watched since college, and I didn't realize that everyone's still watching, but now I'm realizing they are. And I'm pissed. Like, I loved it then. I'd love it now.
You know, if you're ever sick or, like, you're just in, you want something to binge, like, put on either the most recent season or last season or one of the seasons.
You know, last time I was home from surgery, I came to you to find out the best thing to do, and I ended up watching Scary Island for the first time.
Right. I remember that.
So thank
well.
You for that. Thank you for walking me through.
Scary Island is the best. Oh, there's nothing better.
Go to sleep! Go to sleep! You're crazy! Go to sleep!
Nothing better. But The Challenge was really good. One of the things that I wanted to say that I learned about The Challenge was that they're always drinking these like green juices in wine glasses.
Oh.
And someone online told me it's because they were drinking too much last season, or there were like drinking problems. So the production put green food dye in the liquor and the wine this season.
So that it looks healthy?
So that they can tell when, I guess some people were maybe like sneaking drinks or something. So they can tell when they're drinking, not just when it's on camera, but also they can tell because their mouths will be green. Isn't that crazy?
It is. It must be so hard for a producer who wants nothing more for them to be wasted, but knows they have to pull them back.
Right. But The Challenge people, I think, can get too messy when they're drinking. And I remember, like, I don't know if this was maybe 5 or 8 years ago or something, but there was like allegations of them getting too drunk and like sexually assaulting each other or something like that. I don't remember the details, but it was like pretty dark. Anyway, watch it. It's really good. And there's hot guys, and the guys are always in like, you know, these tight underwear workout
and
shorts.
That's important, and
it's great. Yeah, I know. Joss and Zach are both super sexy on there. I love them.
Great.
What else? We talked about everything. Let me look at my list. Did we miss anything? We talked about Patty Stanger.
Whoever that will come.
Oh my God, I don't like Patty. You know, I almost appeared on Millionaire Matchmaker.
You did?
Yeah, like not...
Did you meet her in an audition process?
No, to be honest, I don't remember if like I submitted myself when I first moved to LA, or if somebody like... I feel like somebody reached out to me or something on social media.
Yeah.
They were like, do you want to come to one of our mixers? It wasn't to be like a main person. It was just to be, they would do like a mixer.
Round.
Yeah. They would do a mixer, and then the millionaire would like choose at the mixer the dates, but they would already have pre-chosen those people. So basically it was like to come be an extra on Millionaire Matchmaker, which I can't think of anything worse.
It sounds horrible.
I'm so glad I didn't do it.
Proud of you.
But yeah, I almost went there, and I'll have to find the emails. Or like, I was on vacation. I remember like I already had a vacation or something planned, and I was like so pissed. I'm like, oh, okay,
there goes my chance.
Missing Millionaire Matchmaker. Oh, she's my arch nemesis. I hate her. You're but like, I would watch everything.
A good feud with Patty.
I watch everything. I was on that Sexy Unique podcast with Laura Marie Shane Halls, and she's so funny. But somehow we started talking about Patty Stanger, and then I went on this whole rant about Patty's like, she had a DVD where she would give people dating advice, and it was basically like a stand-up show. So she was on a stage and she had a microphone, and she was just going around to the audience and telling them like tips. And I watched the whole thing, and some of the tips weren't bad. And I hate her, but I was like watching on the edge of my seat.
Well, she's good for something.
She would always say, if you're in a relationship and you want to get married at nine, if you need to give someone an ultimatum, you tell at 9 months. Okay, this was her suggestion. At 9 months, you go to your significant other and you say, hey, I want to settle down. Like, where is this going? Are you ready to either move in together or get married? You know, you say that at 9 months.
Okay.
And then if the guy, she would always say that you would tell that to the guy. And then the guy would say, you know, I'm not quite there yet. I'm not ready. So she said, you always tell the guy then, okay, in 3 months, let's revisit this conversation. And you just let it go. And then in 3 months, so that's after a year of the relationship, then you go to the guy and you say, okay, you know, where are you at now? Are you ready to be in a relationship? And that if he says no again, you move on.
Wow.
That was
a year.
Advice.
It's a year.
It was a year. She said, at a year, at 9 months, you give him, you say, are you ready to settle down? And then at 3 more months, you either... You shit or get off the pot.
That's what you did with Matt.
She's single. she is
just
single.
To point out.
Yeah, no, Matt and I were together. I mean, yeah, we've been together for 100 years, but
but had you only known.
But I'm sure at one point I like went up to him with some Patty Stanger fucking
tips.
Stuff. I was like, you know, I heard this once.
He was like, was that a Patty Stanger joke that you just told from her stand-up show?
I used to live my life around that. Oh, I hated her show. Watched every episode. Okay, I want to say thank you to everyone for listening. Adam, where can people find you on social media?
At Adam Salandra.
Yes, and please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. It's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny, and we also have the Everything Iconic Facebook group.
Hey, I have a quick question about that, and it's for your plug, because I went to find it on Facebook, and I couldn't.
Oh my God.
Like, what do I type in? Everything
it's
Iconic?
Just Everything Iconic. Huh. And then look under groups. And it's called the Cynthia Swan Crisis Center for Pop Culture Lovers.
Okay. Okay. There's my problem. Thank you.
So do it, guys. They're fun. And everyone's fun in there. I love everyone. And they keep it nice, like Dorinda. Best of all. So please join that if you're interested. Please, if you want to support this podcast, please head on over to Patreon, patreon.com/everythingiconic. And if you pledge $4 or more per month, you get access to all the bonus episodes. We're doing Real Housewives of New York recaps. We do about 2 Real Housewives of New York recaps a month. And their $4 just helps support this podcast. Please thank you to Samson Technology for producing the show. What else? Okay, that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you all. And please rate and review this on iTunes if you like it. Really helped me out a lot. Okay, love you, bye. We'll talk Monday. And then next week we have a pop dive coming on Monday. And then next Thursday we'll talk Real Housewives of New York. Love you all. It's all in front of you. There's no turning
back. No, no. Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.